Get ready to hear about some exciting changes coming to the Detroit Zoo. The zoo has unveiled a new design for its iconic water tower, as well as a new logo. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line is Randy Hamilton. She is Chief Experience Officer for the Detroit Zoological Society, who is here to tell us more about the vision behind this transformation. And Randy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, I remember back in the day when that water tower had the names of the Detroit mayor on it, and every time the mayor changed, they changed the names on there. I mean, that could be costly. Talk about this new design.
Absolutely. So this really is something that has been in the works for a little over 2 years, and I will say that what started out was really more the focus on looking at our mission as an organization and how do we continue to connect communities with the important work that the zoo does, not only here in our own backyard, but across the globe. And so how do we elevate that mission and how do we keep those visitors connected for years to come? And as we revisited our mission and our core values, we really determined that it was time to also look at how we bring people in visually and tell that story. And so the water tower itself, almost 100 years old, was already in need of quite a bit of structural work, and we knew there was going to be a need for that area to not only go through some rejuvenation, but that was a great time to then look at our design. And so the new design that we have unveiled today, it really acts as a portal that invites people in to the many stories and meaningful ways connections can be made with the natural world. You have animals peeking through the O's of the word zoo. You can tell stories about our history and conservation and really making meaningful connections that people can show as they connect with nature.
There's also this photo op, this new sign that's going to be outside the gates where you could see a lot of people Instagramming there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It is already popular for a few people that are arriving here this morning. It is a larger-than-life 18-foot photo op where people can sit inside those O's and really, you know, set the tone for their visit or create that memorable moment before they depart. And it's going to be, I think, a really nice addition to the front of our zoo entrance.
You could have a sleepover in those O's. That's really, really fun. In terms of the website, what new things will we see there? How interactive will it be?
Absolutely. So with the new website, we actually have three new platforms that launched today. One for our parent brand, the Detroit Zoological Society, that really serves at the heart of our conservation and philanthropic efforts. And then the Detroit Zoo and Belle Isle Nature Center all have a much more user-friendly, mobile-focused resource, since the majority of our audience has really changed the way in which they look for information, the way they use our websites. So it has everything from ways to navigate the zoo, as well as a lot more accessible features for diverse audience.
By the way, both the water tower and the iconic sign, you can find those on our Twitter page, at WJR Radio. We tweeted them out, so you can take a look at them.
Hopefully
not when you're moving down the lodge at 75 miles an hour.
No, that's not allowed.
That would be ideal.
You know, Randy, when people come to town and they come down Woodward Avenue, people from out of town, they look at that water tower and they love it, but they always want to know, you know, is there water in there? Or is it still
water?
We get
asked that a lot.
Yeah.
Or do the elephants drink it dry?
So the water tower has not been operational for quite some time, but since it is such an iconic landmark, and it really is a beacon of adventure, I think for a lot of people that have lived here over time, or maybe they grew up coming to visit this area, it's kind of a sign of home. So even though it isn't operational, it serves a really important purpose for so many. I think it really has a special place in people's hearts.
I plan to come to the zoo a lot with my almost 2-year-old this summer, looking forward to that. And what else can people find there who maybe haven't been there in a long time?
Well, this season, not only do we have all of the amazing habitats where you can connect with nature. But this is a year for Dinosauria. Dinosauria is roaring back for us on our 3-acre experience trail. It is included in our attractions package. It is an additional fee of $6 when you're inside the park, but it is more than 30 animatronic dinosaurs and an immersive experience throughout that trail. So always a lot of fun for all ages. And then we have a new installation that is just really part of your visit. Throughout the grounds, we have a sculpture set up, really. It's a climbable sculpture exhibition called Wildlife Rescue. And it features 12 animals that are at the heart of many of the conservation initiatives that we as an organization participate in. And so people can come, take fun photos, climb on them, and learn a little bit more about the stories of each of those animals.
All right. Randy Hamilton, Chief Experience Officer for the Detroit Zoological Society, will be out there this summer having a great time with our kids and grandkids. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you.
Guys, I got to tell you about this story in California. This man in California got some flack from the city. It was Seaside, California, I believe. He has a boat in his yard. And so the neighbors didn't like looking at the boat in the driveway. So they told him to put up a fence that covers the boat so his neighbors can't see it. Well, he did that. But he also had somebody paint a mural of the boat. So it still looks like you're looking at the boat. And there's nothing they can do about it because he did what they told him to do. They didn't tell him he couldn't paint a mural.
This is from Curb Your Enthusiasm almost directly. This is Spite Store.
Oh, all day long.
And the beautiful thing is you can still see the superstructure of the boat kind of peeking out over the fence.
Exactly.
But he's positioned it just perfectly. And so it looks like the real
boat.
Thing.
Yes. Even the fence has like the bricks from the side of the house, like pictures of the brick.
Let's tweet that out, too.
Yes. We got to tweet that out. You got to see it. It is amazing. It will make you laugh because this guy really got back at his neighbors
and the city.
And the city.
You know, when you're Seaside, California, you think boats would be part of your brand,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Come on. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back bright and early to do it again tomorrow. All Talk is next. Have a great day.